Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Angel Connection, a weekly show about all things angelic with your host, international healer and author, C.J. Martas.
Good evening, my angel friends out there. This is C.J. Martas and you're listening to The Angel Connection on Friday, May 4th. Woo, what a week, and I'm glad that all of you are spending some time with me on this Friday evening. I want to welcome you to this edition of my show that I've entitled Navigating Change, and I think this is a great topic to discuss it right now because, you know, so much change is occurring every day right now. In fact, I think a lot of us have been trying to catch our breath lately, and even though, you know, we want that positive change in our life, that doesn't mean that when things start really shifting that, you know, all of us don't have to deal with, you know, some amount of fear about it. So hopefully this show will help give you some pointers on that. After discussion of the topic that I selected tonight, I'll open up the phones in the last 10 minutes. Remember, the call-in number is 1-877-296-0345. Due to the number of callers I get each week, I'm really sorry if I can't get to everybody. Well, I hope everybody's had a great week. I want to start the show, you know, with a little bit of a new segment, just the prayer requests that I receive. So I ask that, you know, people continue to pray for Dell and her family to have strength during Dell's, you know, battle with cancer. It's very difficult on her and her family, so we pray for their strength. Please pray for Nita. She's been ill and out of work. So I'd ask that we pray for her health and success in finding employment. And maybe I'll send a big prayer out there for all those people who are looking for a job right now. I know that times are tough, so I'm always praying for people to find just what they're looking for. And please offer prayers for healing for Barbara's husband, who's been suffering from an illness for quite some time, and for Karina's daughter, who's suffering with a variety of kidney issues that she's had since she was a little girl, bless her heart. Well, you know how much I love the inspiring story. And if you listened to last week's show, we were talking about a lady who unexpectedly got a good Samaritan to buy her home that was in foreclosure. And this one's a little similar, so I guess I'm kind of on this track about people's living situations. But there was a lady, you know, she's a single mother of three, named Emma Knoll, and so she answered an ad to rent a home in Florida. And so she, like, you know, it's typical, you give them a security deposit, first and last month's rent, that kind of thing. And so she gives the money to the gentleman, takes occupancy, moves in, and all of a sudden she has a sheriff at her door asking her to vacate the property. So this person scammed her, basically. Okay, so she has to leave the property because she gave the guy money, no contract or anything showing that she was living there, and she ends up living on the street in a car with her three children. And so the Good Samaritan in the story was a business owner named Paul, and he had heard of the story, you know, and his heart really went out to her, and he was very angry that some guy would take advantage of a lady and her three kids and then just turn that on her and have the sheriff show up. And so he was a business owner and owner of a vacant house, so he actually opened the doors, allow her and her kids to move in rent-free. And he said, I'm just giving her time so she can save up the money again. I'm not charging her anything until she can afford to. And so I just thought that was a wonderful story. And, you know, when people do terrible things like that, I always know they get their comeuppance. But I just thought it was wonderful that this lady who got, you know, somebody took all this money from her, which is probably, I used to be a single parent, a lot of money. You know, you just can't believe that people would do those things. So that is the inspiring story this week. And I'm always inspired when I listen to those or read those stories on the internet, as you know. So we're moving now, of course, to the part of my show where we do the angel message for the week. I know everybody waits and anticipates what the seraphim are going to share with us every week, as I do, even though I'm the one that actually channels it in every week. So here we go, guys. Dear ones, You know, what happens to you, or how do you feel when the unexpected happens instead of what you had planned? Does it create sadness, disappointment, or worry? Recognize when you experience disappointment this week, even over something small. Please look closely at your daily expectations. This will allow you to understand and release feelings of disappointment whenever it occurs in your life. As a human, you will crave familiarity in order to feel safer and alleviate fear. As you learn to flow with synchronicity in your life, whatever keeps you from being your authentic self or prevents you from being in the now will rise to the surface to be healed. In the midst of this type of healing process, it can be very easy to feel disappointment more often or more intensely. You may feel more driven to want to plan everything out in great detail. When things are transforming in your life, it can make this craving even stronger. Disappointment can also come from your expectations of the others in your life. What if someone doesn't follow through on a promise or commitment they've made? This can cause you to feel less than or unworthy. Realize that a person's inability to deliver whatever they have promised you is not your fault, or because you deserve to be let down either. Whenever things don't go according to plan, this can cause an intense emotional reaction. We want you to see that change is a big opportunity to reconcile issues you may have with control or negative thinking. You can choose to shift your mental view of these unexpected events from one of disappointment to excitement and self-discovery. If you look at the world right now, big changes are obviously happening everywhere. It can look as though the world is in chaos, but it's more like a restructuring process. Now your inner and outer worlds are in the midst of the same type of restructuring. This is a restructuring that you need and have asked for. So it's time to work on letting go of the need to plan things from a linear sense of time. It's time to become more flexible with your views, choices, and actions. In reality, you're changing every single day, whether you're conscious of it or not. There truly is nothing to fear. As you move through this week, the energy of personal transformation is being fully supported on a constant basis by divine compassion. We can tell you that if there's anything you can positively expect in your life, it is change, and change is good. Embracing change is the same as seeing an infinite number of new possibilities unfolding around you. Remember that when things change from your original plan or expectation, that they are happening for a reason. A change in course is really your divine self realigning the situations in your daily life in order to move you toward the path that is in your higher good. We encourage you this week to release disappointment more and accept the flow of whatever is happening in your life. Find new ways to stretch yourself and move out of your comfort zone. Try something different than your normal routine. Celebrate the positive changes that we know you've already accomplished. We look forward to watching you embrace the new potentials in your life. As always, we are here to support these changes and to help with the fears that can arise. Just call upon us, and we will be there with you in celebration and divine love. Until next time, dear ones, we are the Seraphim. Wow, there's a lot in this message this week. And, of course, you know, there's probably no accident that the angels want to communicate to us about being able to roll a little more fluidly with the change in our life, which leads into, of course, the topic this evening on navigating change. I have a quote here from Charles Darwin that says, "It is not the strongest of the species that survives, nor the most intelligent, but the one most responsive to change." And I think that, you know, you often hear me talk about learning to surrender or go with the flow a lot these days. In fact, I don't know, some people that hang around me a lot probably roll their eyes when I say that, mostly because the nature of the universal shift we're in right now creates so many forces of change in our lives. And so I think if we're trying to control the things that are going on, you know, it can be especially bumpy or very, very challenging. And to me, change is a beautiful thing. But despite its innate beauty, it is one aspect of life that, you know, many of us resist. You know, why is it that some people can easily embrace change while others will do everything in their power to prevent it? Well, I think it all comes down to a matter of our perception. You know, change can come in many forms, from a planned big personal change such as losing weight or choosing to eat healthier. You know, these are challenging changes, but often we can prepare ahead of time to meet those goals. But since changes can come suddenly without warning, they can be very big, like getting laid off from your job or losing the place that you live, or even something as minor as something not going according to the plan on a particular day. You know, about a year ago, I was really coming up against this whole needing to plan thing. And so after a while, I finally did learn to let go and surrender, because every time I tried to plan something, it invariably changed. And I think the angels, you know, that are around me all the time were giggling every time I would be, try to, you know, it's like, aha, I hear you laughing at me trying to plan, you know. And so it became kind of a little inside joke, though I will say at the time was very irritating. But, you know, as a general rule, most of us resist change to some degree. Change can really upset our comfort level and bring up a number of issues, you know. And what happens, like I said, when it comes so rapidly and it's out of our control? Studies have shown that only 18% of people are mentally and emotionally ready for change in their lives. The majority of people are usually contemplating about, you know, and I've been there too, you know, what other people need to change in themselves, right? Because we can always point to that much more quickly. Or at best, thinking of preparing for change that's kind of far off in the future, something that we can kind of put off, you know. But why do we really, you know, resist changes? And it's something that I think, you know, I really chose to speak about tonight, because with so much changing, so much evolution really occurring right now and acceleration, if we understand why we resist change, then maybe we can learn to sort of go with the flow more, which is a wonderful thing when you can be in that space. But, you know, life is challenging sometimes. Sometimes it's very difficult to stay there. So why do we resist change? You know, one of the most common things is just a fear of the unknown. You know, wondering what will happen next, you know, especially when we're faced with something that's unexpected. The next thing I think that's a primary one is when we feel out of control. You know, we're going to resist things because, you know, we feel like we need to control in order to feel, as they said in the angel message, you know, a little safer, a little secure. Some people do resist change, and this might be true for you, you know, just afraid to move out of our comfort zone. We get very rooted in the things that are very, sort of the everyday habits and things like that. And because we are so much creatures of habit, you know, and our normal routine can be so comfortable, we can just kind of convince ourselves, well, I like things the way that they are, okay? Here's kind of a biggie, and I think this comes up for people who are making huge personal shifts and changes, you know, at a growth level personally or spiritually. You know, being faced with change can sometimes feel like we may lose something that we personally value, such as relationships, friends. And I know a lot of people communicated to me that, you know, they're afraid they kind of, you know, rock the boat a little too much and maybe people won't be there. But, you know, some people are meant to be in our lives for decades and others are meant to only be there, you know, for a little while. And this is one of the most challenging realities of life, too. Not everyone is going to be willing, as you are, maybe to proceed on that particular journey, and that's okay. And the other, you know, the last aspect I really identified with resistance to change was just not really feeling capable. You know, when we get faced with something that's changing, you know, we may feel like it requires a bigger commitment on our part, and maybe we don't feel that we're really capable of making that change. So, you know, all of those things obviously can be labeled as fear, but you know me, I like to be very detailed when I'm giving these kinds of discussions. So, you know, but those are the primary things, you know, liking the way they are or wanting to control things, you know, fear of the unknown. And I think that's, I put that one at the top because it is really essentially when we start not being able to plan anything and we start, you know, our life starts to suddenly change or maybe not going the way that we had planned, you know, it's that unknown factor that can be a hard time to have faith and trust, which you hear me talk about a lot. So, but I think that, you know, if we're going to resist change less, you know, that we have to really correct, you know, the perception that we have about change. We need to develop another way of viewing the situations in our lives. Each event that happens, you know, to you can have the ability to move you either forward or backward. And the way you choose to view that situation determines your experience. So I think that we need to understand that change in life is an inevitable part of it. I don't mean rationally understand this, but you know, getting deeper toward acceptance of change in its many forms. Because, you know, nothing lasts forever. And nothing of value has ever been achieved by remaining stagnant. It's impossible. You know, we learn and grow due to change when we're faced with a situation that forces a change of some kind. Our awareness is inevitably expanded. I don't know how many times I've gone through very life-changing experiences and really struggled with them, but on the other end of them, you know, it's like suddenly our awareness of our own universe is different. And here's really the reality about change. Even though it may occur due to a negative event or something, it will inevitably lead to something good. And I think if we know that, if we understand that, it can make it much easier to be willing to face change from that excited standpoint. I think that the angels were trying to convey, oh, yay, change, you know. But, you know, they are the change cheerleaders, I would say. The other thing, you know, is to, if you know that you're anxious about, you know, change in general or some of the changes coming up in your life, you know, try to keep your sense of humor. The other, you know, thing that I was thinking of is, you know, just try to stay as calm as you can, you know, work with that anxiety. Let yourself know, you know, change is not the end of the world. And the other thing is that, you know, when a change is happening, believe it or not, sometimes we just want to ignore it, you know, that it's not happening, and realize that, you know, we can't acknowledge those changes that are happening, especially the ones that are more subtle, maybe not so up in, you know, in our face dramatically. And so, you know, we don't want to do that. And I think my other suggestion or last suggestion in changing the perception about change is we need to look at life as less static or fixed. Okay, we tend to think of life in terms of, here's my life, here's my job, here's my business, and they're all nicely packaged with clear boundaries. And I think that that can create a lot of inflexibility in your own personal map of reality. Okay. So when we shift that perception about change, what it means, you know, that it will bring good things to us, that life is meant to be ever-changing, not stagnant, then I think we can move into a space of choosing to embrace change. And, you know, the ability to go from resisting change, you know, to embracing change can happen for all of us. It may not happen overnight, but that's okay. You know, some changes will be more challenging than the others. You know, the next time you're faced with an experience which has caused your reality to change, you know, just take a deep breath and take a step back. But here are some suggestions, I think, that, you know, when we're going through, let's just say, okay, I'm embracing this change, but it's hard, right? It's a hard thing to experience, especially if it's coming, you know, externally, you know, forcing these kinds of changes in your life. You're going to like this one, and you're going to think I'm speaking this backwards, but I want to say this first one, don't just do something, sit there. Okay, let me explain that. If you're facing a massive, rescaling of your life, your first impulse will be to go into a whirlwind of activity, right? I got to do this, I got to do that. And that's what you feel like you should do. But I personally have discovered there's a lot more value in sitting quietly instead. So if you're embracing the change in your life, you know, being as still as possible and listening is very important. You know, have friends, of course, that support positive change. You know, if we're going to change, we want to be around other people who are embracing change too. So positive people are really important. You know, and as we connect, you know, on the internet or the show or other ways that we network right now, you know, we kind of find out that not every, you know, we're not the only ones having that experience. So other people who have decided to be a change embracer, you know, are definitely those friends that you want to have around. You know, mother yourself a little bit. You know, I talk about self-care a lot. When familiar routines suddenly dissolve, you know, it can seem as if all your supports are gone, right? That's when we kind of get afraid. So relaxation techniques, other types of self-care, taking a walk in nature, you know, those things that can really renew you, okay? This is the one I call ignore your inner reptile. I like to be humorous, you know that. Well, there's a part of the human mind that's often referred to as the reptilian brain. So we do have a little inner reptile. And this is part of our brain that's existed even in the earliest of land mammals, because it's concerned with survival and our innate fight or flight response. And, you know, change can really trigger that easily. So we don't want to stay in that energy of fight or flight, which can be the initial reaction. You know, the other thing is that I can suggest is seeking out new perspectives. You know, Zen practitioners cultivate the don't know mind. They work to assume they don't know anything, and in that way, see the world fresh and new. And, you know, this is a great way to approach change, is an opportunity to start anew, to consider all the possibilities. When you're embracing change, you should make a habit of pushing your comfort zone. You know, do new things. Try new experiences. If you're afraid of groups and you know that, attend a seminar with a big group of people. You know, push those limits. Anybody who knows me knows that I'm always stretching my comfort zone, because I know that ultimately, even if I have a little fear and I acknowledge that and I still choose to do it, that's going to get me where I want to go a lot quicker. The other thing here, too, is what we have a hard time embracing change, I feel, is learning to live with uncertainty. You know, and the best way that I know to live with uncertainty, or that unknown that I was talking about as one of the greatest fears, is to stay in the present moment as much as possible so that you can encounter kind of from that new space, you know, each experience as it comes, rather than giving in to the anxiety about what if, what's going on, what should I be doing, da-da-da-da-da, you know, all those things that our mind starts babbling on and on about. The other suggestion I have is listening to your inner wisdom. You know, when change is happening rapidly, we can feel like we got to take action, receive a lot of advice from others, which of course is helpful, but always evaluate the wisdom of others against your own feelings. And if your wisdom directs you differently than the common wisdom around you, steer your own course. Because I think that we, you know, ultimately want to surround ourselves with positive things, but just because one thing worked for one person doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, one size fits all kind of situation. And the last, because I know I've got a caller in the queue here, the last thing with embracing change that I think can really kind of kickstart this, and that's why I left it for the last, is what I call shedding your old skin. You know, sometimes embracing change requires that we consciously shed old stuff. You know, whatever's cluttering your life and your mind, let it go. But sometimes, you know, if you look around at your house, it's kind of cool to say, you know, what junk can I get rid of that I really don't need anymore? And are you the kind of person that pack wraps everything? You know, sometimes the literal house cleaning and changing your environment can open you up to embrace change in other ways. So, you know, we all know in summary that everybody is experiencing change right now. So you can choose to be the one of those resistors or one of those who embrace change. So it's all up to you guys, and I know that you can do it. So thank you for letting me share a little bit about navigating change. And I don't want to keep Nancy waiting any longer. I know she's been waiting a while. So, Nancy, welcome to the Angel Connection.
Thank you. I really enjoyed your show. It's been very informative.
Well, thank you, Nancy. What can I do for you this evening?
Well, I'm getting ready to embark on major change. And I've written a book, and I've written two authors to recommend my book to a specific agent. And I feel really led, I feel really good about this, and I was just wondering, am I on the right path?
Well, I see so much communication around you that I think it's wonderful that that you are writing, that you're communicating, you know, and putting yourself out there that way, because I think that that is one of your greatest gifts. And what the angels say about this, I think that I feel very positive about these feelers that you've got out there. But, you know, some things do realign, and, of course, the nature of life has changed. But
yeah.
I want to very much encourage you not to become discouraged. That pathway is out there, you know. I see that this will all come together, you know, just within the next 2-3 months at the very most. So I believe you're on the right track. And I see just just wonderful angelic energy around you, and just really want to congratulate you for, you know, putting those thoughts down to share with other people. I think that's wonderful.
Well, it's one of those things of putting yourself out there and just doing it.
I know, you got to push that, right? That's what I was talking about, pushing the comfort zone. So I know, Nancy, you're trying to be a change embracer, so it's a good thing. And the trust and faith in yourself are just so important. You're on the right track, dear, so don't give up that dream and just keep going, okay?
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you so much for all your wisdom. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Nancy. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, it looks like I have Clara on the line. I can get to another caller here. Clara, welcome to the Angel Connection.
How are you doing? Good.
What can I do for you, dear?
Yes. So I had a very pretty relationship, and it was going very well. And then I got pregnant, and here I am, single mom. But the father never left. I think he got into a panic. He really got into a panic, and you know, time passed, and he's coming around. He got closer again. He got really distant because he was afraid. Every time I was growing, you know, my belly, he was going farther. And then I had the baby, and he wanted to see a baby, and we live in different cities now because I moved, because I didn't know what was happening, so I moved. And just to give him space also, because I did feel that he was into a panic. And now he's kind of coming around, but he's still not, like, completely there. He's very slow taking decisions. He communicates every day, and he's now feeling the baby, but he's not. He hasn't come as I would like him to come, basically, you know, being present. And so I just wanted to see how I could help in the process for him to come around completely. Because I think he's also very afraid of what people might say, because he didn't do it since the beginning and he didn't take really charge.
Well, you know, what I see with him is that when he was growing up, there was a lot of shame, a lot of things kind of put on him. And so this really greatly contributes to his fear, especially with other people relying on him. And, wow, you know, the biggest thing, of course, would be a child, bringing a child into the world, you know. And I think what he has to do, and this is all happening for a reason for him, especially because his heart wants to be a part of his child's life. And this is kind of like what we're talking about, embracing change, pushing, you know, it's really pushing up against that comfort zone for him. But, you know, I think that he will come around more as time goes on. You know, it's patience. And the angels are really helping him right now, too, to be able to let go of some of those things. So he will come around. I think you're doing everything to be supportive and understanding about this, and you're a wonderful mom. So, you know, I see all of that. You know, it's just going to take some time for him to decide to let go of all that.
So do you think that this year he could come around, just like realize, like, that aha moment to say, okay, I cannot? Because I don't want to linger forever, because then I won't be open to other opportunities.
Right. And, well, you know, and I think that, you know, giving him a little more time, you know, but certainly the angels say that you have to do also what's best for you and your daughter, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, we're coming to the close of the show, dear. I'm sorry I don't have more time, Clara, but thank you so much for calling, and good luck.
Thank you.
Well, that's all the time we have for this evening. Of course, I've always enjoyed spending time with you. You've been listening to the Angel Connection Show with CJ Martis. Be sure to tune in next week's show, Letting Go of Resistance, another hot topic for all of us and an aspect of tonight's show. Don't forget, you can submit questions on my website that I can answer on air on a future show by going to my website, and you can submit prayer requests to cj@cjmartis.com. Until then, my friends, remember to be angelic to yourself so that you can become an angel to others. Take care and have a wonderful week.